So you're listening to Cafe, your arts and culture show, and I have on the line with the phone technology, Frédéric. Are you there, Frédéric?
Yes. Hello, Bianca. How are you?
Good, good. So Mr. Frédéric Dubois is one of the creator, investigator, I guess I could say, of this new book. It's called Extraction. It's a comics reportage, and it's very interesting. I was comparing it in the introduction of the show to what we used to have a lot in the 60s, photojournalism. But now it's a very interesting concept, and well, we have a pleasure to talk to you about it. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, very good.
You must be pleased with the result because it's very good looking.
Well, yeah, we don't know about the result as for now. We know about the product itself, but we don't know how people are actually going to react to the book when it comes out on next week. We're actually launching it next week, so we're very pleased with how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
But the real test is with the readers.
Well, let's give a short summary to our listeners to what it is. It's a BD. It's a bande dessinée, comics, and it's made in collaboration with four journalists with a specific team, and it's mining. It's extractions of natural resources and the status of mining in the world today in 2007 across the world. And what's interesting is that you've included faraway places that, you know, if people haven't traveled a lot, kind of remains in the realm of imagination, and you've included also Quebec, Mont Laurier, into that, and it's very interesting how journalists have collaborators with the artist to make that approachable to people that would not normally know a lot about the status of mining in the world and all those atrocities. It's kind of a very surprising world where profits count more than people.
Well, yeah, I mean, it really depends how you look at the phenomenon of mining, and there are tons of companies, tons of different companies, junior companies doing exploration work. That's one of our chapters deals with the exploration,
mm-hmm.
And also companies doing exploitation, extraction itself. And again, I mean, it's not a black and white story, of course, like most of the things out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was for us the idea was not to be overcritical, but it was really to give a hard look at mining and see how mining actually what the impacts of mining are. In terms of the environment and also the working conditions, but especially on how mining impacts on communities.
Mm-hmm.
So as you've mentioned, we actually came up with four chapters,
mm-hmm.
and two of the chapters are international. So we went to Guatemala for one, and the other one deals with India, in one of the poorest areas of India, actually in the state of Orissa. And then we came back to Canada for the two other chapters, one in Quebec, which deals with uranium exploration,
mm-hmm.
And that's in Mont Laurier, as you mentioned, and the other one is about the tar sands in Alberta, also a topic that some people know about, but we tried to look at it from a journalistic point of view again. But in a comics format, meaning that we tried to, you know, give the visual effect. I don't know if you've ever been, Bianca, to Alberta. I've never been to the tar sands myself. But all the photos I've seen and all the documentation, it's quite interesting because there are a lot of visual effects, visuals that you can see there, like big, huge trucks. You know, it's all over the place. It's a really totally impressive way how the environment has been dug up and you know how it looks. So we tried to give some of that. to reflect some of this in the comic strip, but we also especially put an emphasis on what it means, how the different companies are operating in the tar sands, but also how the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, who are normally doing some environmental protection and conservation work, how they are actually working in Alberta. And what we found out in that specific chapter is that some of these NGOs are actually also part-funded by corporate interests, the same interests that are present in tar sands. So anyway, I don't want to talk about the entire journalistic investigation that is behind it, but it's definitely a journalistic work in comics format.
Well, you couldn't have come up with a more meaningful topics than mining, because and including the tar exploitation, because I don't know if you've noticed, but in the news, I think it was yesterday, there was an oleoduct that exploded between the States and Alberta, and there was two workers that were killed, and it's like environmental damage too, and the oleoducts are the big kind of tunnels that they use to transport
the pipelines
up to the States. So it's it's very interesting to see how we don't hear much about mining and how it's prevalent in our world. The four topics that the four chapters of this book talk about gold, uranium, about oil, and bauxite. And yep. It's interesting to see not only in the environmental damage that are caused by the way those minerals or oil is being exploited, but as you said, communities, that some of those communities are actually not quote-unquote benefiting. They rather keep their traditional way of living than having their whole environment destroyed, because it turns out that often in poorer countries, they don't take care of the way the water is spoiled afterward when they use it. They remove their land, so their livelihood, it's quite terrible.
Yeah, well, you're referring to the chapter on India specifically, where we looked at a corporation that is actually headquartered right downtown Montreal, called Alcan, now called Rio Tinto Alcan, as many mention, it's supposed to be like a national champion, like a company that is actually really excelling in the area they're working in. But if you look at the detail, at the nitty gritty, and what these companies actually do, you start scratching the surface, you find quite a few hints that the story might be a bit more complicated, more complex than what we normally hear in the official press statements of these corporations or of the different representatives of the government who just have praise for these companies. I mean, of course, these are drivers of our economy, and in many cases, that's also something that I'm trying to explain in the introduction of extraction. Mm-hmm. Is that these companies in Canada, we've got so many of them, these mining companies, and as you said, Bianca, I mean, I think a lot of people don't really know the full story and don't hear enough about mining, especially in relation to the size of the industry. If we really had some regular news coming out on the mining industry, we'd be able to much more appreciate the complexity of that industry, and also look at the side effects or the
impact.
The impact, and really how these communities in the different countries, in Guatemala or be it in India, often in very poor districts, often in districts that are populated by indigenous populations, who often don't have the means to express themselves or don't have the possibility to get their message across. What happens in these communities is that often the mining companies have got carte blanche. They basically run in there with the license of the government, and generally they can do pretty much what they want.
Yeah, often with the promise too that they will for the betterment of the communities, and often the communities don't see any benefits to their presence, and they get little money, little development. Often workers don't really have jobs, or if they do, it's the poor, not well paid jobs. But we've talked about the topics covered in the BD, but I also want to mention to our listeners that it's actually an artistic endeavor too. You've got, yes, four journalists to cover those four chapters, but you also have four creators, and it has to be said that it actually it can be read as stories, as with a beginning and end. It's easy to read, and it makes it approachable to anyone.
Sure. For us, I mean, the idea with Extraction was to really find the right balance, the right the right equilibrium between something that would be very journalistic, mm-hmm. and something that is still visually appealing. So, as you mentioned, I think if you don't have you're not really interested in mining, or you're not too much into journalism itself, or you don't enjoy reading articles, you can actually look at that book and flip the pages and get into stories. And I mean, they're journalistic, but they're also stories. You can really follow the different episodes and actually have fun reading them and learn a lot while you read. But definitely, they're not too let's say text intensive. We had little editorial fights over this, because I was working with David Widgington and Marc Tessier editing this book, and Marc Tessier especially. He's from the visual side. He comes from the comics world, and I come from the journalistic side. And so the three of us often had these discussions on what to drop, what to put into drawing, and what to keep into text. So I think in the end we managed to have comic strips that are not too text intensive, meaning that people can actually follow the stories and it's fun to read. Mm. But yeah, this was definitely a challenge. I can't downplay that. It was something that we had to talk long hours over, and we didn't have that much time. We actually basically spent 8 months working on the book. Mm. David Widgington, who's from Cumulus Press here in Montreal, he came to visit me in Berlin. I was living in Berlin back in January, and so he came to visit me, and then we got this idea over a glass of beer, and then off we went. We contacted different people and got Marc Tessier on board, and that's when the trouble started.
Well, so, I hope that
to really try to still keep the journalistic quality and have the visual quality in there too.
I hope it's going to be a great success, because I would love to see something like that again with a different topic being covered, because as you said, it has a very educational quality, but it has a really nice artistic quality too. It's a nice book to read cover to cover. The texts are good, they flow well, the drawings are great too, and of course if it can help people know about what's going on in the world today or right now, it's all good. So thank you so much. You want to tell the listeners now that I hope we've piqued their curiosity where it's going to be this launch?
Yeah. First, thank you very much for all the praise.
Well, thank you.
The launch, Bianca, is going to be next week on Wednesday night. It's on the 5th of December, and it's going to be at 7 p.m., starting at 7. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be at L'Alysée, which is on Ontario Street, just close to UQAM University. So it's basically Berry-UQAM metro station. And we're going to have a band, we're going to have a DJ, as well as a short presentations on mining, but this is going to be more of a discussion, very informal, and the goal of that evening is to basically let loose and have fun, because we've been working a lot on this book, and we're totally happy that that it now came out, and we'll have all our friends and many more people around, so please come down if you get a chance.
I will, definitely. Well, thank you very much, Frédéric Dubois, for telling us about Extraction. And listeners, you have to go Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, 5th of December at L'Alysée. It's 900 Ontario East at 7 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you, Bianca. Have a good day.